Agricultural Programming is a production of Illinois Public Media. Find us online at willag.org. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Let's check the weather forecast with Jim Angel at the Illinois State Water Survey, the Prairie Research Institute.
It felt more like summer this week in Illinois. Average highs for the week range from 85 in the north to the low 90s in far southern Illinois. Lows have ranged from the 60s in the north to the low 70s in the south, reflecting the more humid conditions. We had widespread rains across the state. Rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches were common this week. The NOAA Climate Prediction Center released their outlooks for September and beyond. For Illinois, there is not too much to report. This fall, they show Illinois without any increased chance of being too wet or too dry, or being too hot or too cold. In other words, there is nothing in the forecast yet to indicate unusual temperature or precipitation patterns this fall. The same is true for winter temperatures, nothing unusual yet. However, they do show an increased risk for a drier than average winter. One reason for the uncertainty about this fall and winter is that there is only a 65% chance that El Nino will arrive, and if it does, it is expected to be moderate to weak. Therefore, the impacts on our fall and winter weather in Illinois are minimal at this time. Hot, humid weather is expected over the weekend and into next week with a chance of rain almost every day. Potential rainfall totals could be 1 to 2 inches in the northern half of the state and less than an inch elsewhere. This is Jim Angel, state climatologist at the Illinois State Water Survey.
Our thanks to Jim Angel of the Illinois State Water Survey Prairie Research Institute for his update of the weather forecast. Now, here are the weekly changes from the CME Group in Chicago. Nearby September corn went to high this week at $3.70. It's low on the week at $3.56 and a quarter, with a settlement price down a quarter of a cent from the previous Friday at $3.65 and a half for the lead option September corn contract. December futures posted a hook down at $3.71 and a half. 5 1/4 cents lower. September beans this week, $11.70 and a half the high, the low at $10.99, settled $11.66, up 63 1/4 cents. The November at $10.42, down a dime. Bean meal at $4.33.30, up $45. Bean oil, 51 cents lower at $32.36. Soft red winter wheat went to a high of $5.62 and a half, a low at $5.34 and a quarter. On the week, the trade up 3/4 of a cent Friday to Friday at $5.52 in the SEP. And July soft red winter wheat at $5.96 in Chicago, 7 1/4 cents lower. October live cattle at $147 even finished the week 75 cents lower than it did the previous Friday. October feeder cattle at $209.47 and a half, down $4.82 and a half on the week. And the October lean hogs this week, $92.87 and a half from Chicago at the CME Group, $2.07 and a half lower. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media. It brings you agricultural programming. It's public radio for the farming world.